How would you like to grow your business from zero to millions in revenue with AI? Anthony Franco will tell us how. He is a seven-time founder with six exits under his belt, including two to public companies. And he co-authored the Wiser Method to help teams rethink how work gets done and make the most of AI without overcomplicating it. He also hosts the How To Founder podcast, where he shares hard-won lessons on launching, scaling, and exiting businesses. So, Anthony, tell us, how can entrepreneurs go from zero to millions in revenue with AI?
Welcome to Awakened Titans podcast with Lily Patrescu, mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. And I'm gonna have a kind of a counterintuitive take on this. So yeah, I've actually gone native into an AI operationalization platform called OneReach, and really looked at how they started delivering projects for enterprise in AI, and help enterprises bring AI in. And that's what the Wiser Method is. Basically, open source their processes. And as I've been kind of embedded in AI for the last year, I've noticed something really unique in how entrepreneurs are approaching AI from a startup perspective. The essentially what AI enables is one person to do the work of 10 or 20 or 100. And so there's nothing unique anymore about the ability to make a product, a digital product using AI. Vibe coding, you can vibe code, somebody just vibe coded Twitter or X in a half a day and launched it. So how do you use AI when everybody can use AI? And the answer is, you use AI to help you build, and then you have to go back to how entrepreneurs used to do things. You have to go back to the roots in how you grow businesses. So the advantage isn't necessarily anymore the product. The advantage is how you go to market. And going to market, I mean, you have to get small. You have to go, and it's now hand-to-hand combat. It's person by person, community by community. So the advantage is going to go to those that can build those human relationships. They can build you can use the AI to build product, and you can build million-dollar products very easily with AI. But then how do you go to market? Because if everybody's using AI to go to market, then it's all noise and you're not going anywhere. So it has to be, it's got to be one-on-one, and then start growing an audience behind it. It's all about audience building at this point, not product anymore.
Thank you. So how is this different versus what people used to do in order to grow their business?
It's not. It's going back to how things used to work, which is starting, everybody wants to start a product and then mass market it and grow fast. If everybody's doing it, there's so much noise, it's impossible to do it. You have to start thinking, and what AI enables you to do is you don't have to raise millions of dollars in capital to build a product, right? And so the only way to really bring a product to market is spending millions of dollars to try to go wide and fast, or selling it one at a time. Messaging people on LinkedIn, emailing folks, going to your local, and I know this is like not a technology conversation. We want to go like, how do we use AI to make $1 million? And it's like $1 at a time, just like it's always been. It's $1 at a time, and it's more human to human, not less. We need to start valuing those human connections in order to grow a market, in order to gain authenticity in the market that you're trying to build. They need to see your face. They need to see what you believe in. That's when they're going to start trusting the products that you build.
Thank you. Isn't this counterintuitive? Because it just seems to me that, for example, with AI, you can do so much more to actually fast track your work in terms of first collecting all the potential leads that could be useful for your business. And then from there, I guess you still have to call them and everything. You still have to kind of make a personal connection with each. But there's so much yes. that can be used. For example, like with AI, there are some AIs that can call, you know, that can get your potential clients booked into your calendar. And I've seen a lot of people who are, you know, apparently making millions selling, you know, digital products and selling information and so many different things like that. So isn't this counterintuitive versus what you just told me?
Well, yeah. So it's so much easier to do outreach now with AI, meaning many more people are doing it. Think about your life right now. How many times do you actually pick up the phone anymore? Because it's somebody trying to call you to sell you something. How many text messages do you get that are bots that you can say stop to? How many LinkedIn messages do you receive that are obviously automated? How many email lists are you on where you have to continue to unsubscribe? We are now in a place where as individuals, we're trying to filter out the noise in the time where everybody's creating noise and it's easier and easier to create noise. How do you rise above it? You can't be noise. You have to be all signal. And being all signal means face-to-face, as close to face-to-face as you can get. Are there people succeeding at it, doing this automated outreach? Yes, but it's way harder. It's way harder to do.
That's so interesting that you said that. I wasn't expecting this answer. So tell us what...
It's easy to find somebody trying to sell you AI automation, right? So I'm not selling anything. So I'm just telling you, go out and do the hard work kind of take the people selling you courses on how to build an audience with a huge grain of salt, because... right now, all the money's being made on people telling you how to make money.
Okay. So tell us, let's say someone who has zero in their bank account right now and wants to start a company leveraging AI to grow it to millions in revenue. What step would they need to do first?
Well, first you have to find a problem. This is business basics 101, AI or not. What problem are you trying to solve? Whose pain are you trying to help them overcome? And then... before you build anything, go and talk to those folks. Try to figure out, it's better if you have experience in an industry and you can come from from subject matter expertise where you understand the pain deeply. But if you don't, if you have a passion for developing services for homeowners, for example, go and talk to homeowners. If you have a passion for developing a software platform that connects people together, then go talk to the ideal customer, your ICP, right? So essentially the people that you think you're going to sell to, go understand their pain at a very deep level. Also start to build a list on, like, then start asking before you build anything, if I solve this problem for you, would you like to learn about it? Now you have an email address and permission to sell. So the first thing is do your homework on the customer. Then now you can use AI to help you build the product. You can also use AI to help you message the product, especially now that you have good information on who your customer is. You can feed that information. This is all the things that I've heard. This is some of their demographic information. Here's the places that I've talked to them about. Have AI help you write the marketing plan and messaging. And then you go back and you talk to those customers one-on-one. You talk to them individually. So AI can help you in the product build and the messaging, but the before and after is all human connection.
Thank you. What needs to happen in the conversion process that you can leverage AI for so that you can speed up your process of going from zero to millions in revenue faster?
Well, conversion, this is a great question. The way marketers are talking about conversion rate now, they're talking about A/B testing a landing page. And can AI help with that? AI lets you iterate on that always a lot faster than we used to be able to. So should the button be over here? What should the button say? What, what places do we place the button? What copy has good hooks? What copy gets a customer to lean in? So landing page likelihood to convert is a way you can use AI. But I think what I'm really excited about in what's happening with AI is going to help us make the product better. And what's the best thing the best thing for conversion is people telling other people about your product. And that only really happens when your product's great. So it's slowing down is really what's going to increase your conversion rate. Slowing down, making something of value, is going to long-term increase your conversion rate. Once you have a great product and people are telling other people, now you can start to optimize on, you know, where the buttons should be and what the copy should be. But first focus, I think AI can help us iterate on a product a lot faster and a lot more effectively to make something valuable. And then you can focus on conversion.
Thank you.
From a marketing perspective.
What needs to happen so that AI can help you understand your customer better? What kind of a prompt or tools should we use for leveraging AI that can enable us to understand the customer so well that we understand his pain so much that we can speak directly to the pain this customer has so we can close more?
Yeah, that's a excellent use of AI. Actually, what AI can be really good at, first of all, you can start, you can get a head start on understanding your customer by just having conversations with AI. So instead of, you know, give me a persona for a series of personas that may fit this thing, you can just start having conversations. What's your pain? What are you dealing with? Like, those customer interviews can be kind of augmented with AI, so you can have that conversation with AI, but you still have to talk to real people too. So in reality, if you want to prompt AI to help you build out this persona or demographic or user archetype or whatever you're trying to build from an ICP perspective, and systematize it, it's going to be fed better with real data that you collect by talking to real people. And then you can say, all right, here's what I know about this group. What questions should I be asking these customers to understand their pain? Great use of AI. And then you can start feeding those answers in and say, give me some insights on what I may be missing. Critique me on where my assumptions are incorrect. AI is excellent at that, but you have to ask for it. You have to ask for critique, because AI is going to tone match you, right? So if you say you're excited about something or you're asking AI, it's going to reinforce your ideas. So you have to specifically ask for critique. And then if you're using AI as a critic, you're going to get a lot farther, a lot faster. And then you can say, using critical thinking skills, not what I've told you, go out and do research. If you have access to deep research, either on Gemini or OpenAI, they're excellent. Go tell it to do deep research and come back to you with, here's an analysis of the market. Here's your competition. Here's the segments that may have holes in it. Where's your novel idea? Where does my novel idea fit into it? And most importantly, is there money there? Are people going to open their wallets?
Thank you. In what way can AI be leveraged to help us create a better product aside from what you just said?
We're talking on the early stage, right? So early stage companies look. So there's lots of answers to that depending on the stage of company that you're in. But early stage founders, first of all, you're going to get to market a lot faster with AI. That time to market is a huge advantage for you as a founder, but also the ability to adapt to customer feedback. So that iteration loop, you can turn around new features, new enhancements, new content, new value based on what your customers are telling you. So this gets back to that human touch. You have to be really in tune with the people that you're talking to so that you can incorporate their feedback very quickly back into the product. So it's just that iteration cycle that AI is going to help you. You can just say, hey, I want to add this feature. I want to add this paragraph to the digital book that I'm selling, or I want to create a new blog post if you're selling content. All of those things AI will help you with, as long as you feed it feedback from your customers as you're moving along.
Thank you. How can someone use AI to sell their first 10 products or services?
AI is going to help you narrow an audience. So I would use AI to narrow who you should target and help you with messaging. You got to be really careful there, because what if you have AI write a sales pitch or an outreach email or a LinkedIn post, it's going to sound like all the other buzzwordy, noisy marketing things that are out there, and it's going to turn people off. But AI can help you with the notes that you want to hit, but you have to be responsible for the tone and the authenticity that the AI produces, and you have to be responsible for editing that. So it's figuring out your audience, navigating with you as a co-conspirator on your messaging, and then you have to go out and sell. AI is not going to do the selling for you. You have to, especially your first 10, you've got to go ask for the sale. You've got to ask them to open their wallet personally. You've got to go do it.
Thank you. There are, however, some, you know, like landing pages, you know, sales letters, book funnels, this kind of thing that can sell stuff for you without you having to actually physically ask anyone for money, right? So are there any particular AI tools that you suggest for people to you know, sell this kind of products and services with that will help them optimize that that system?
I've looked at a few of those. You know, there's two things, right? There's an AI sales system that will help you navigate, and I'm not going to mention any, that'll help you navigate a customer through a sales funnel. There's also courses that help you design landing pages and customer funnels and top of funnel approaches. Again, I go back to the way to rise above the noise is not do what everybody else is doing. And all AI is really doing is kind of incorporating from all information how everybody else is doing it. So you're not going to get novel approaches from AI. And novel approaches, for your first 10, novel approaches is everything. So I have never used one of those platforms because I fundamentally don't believe they're going to work because of where they get their information and their data.
Okay. Having said that, there are people making millions with this kind of stuff, right? Like there are people that make money with, you know, funnels, book funnels, that kind of thing. But would you say that your focus is mainly on something that doesn't use the kind of funnels that I'm talking about?
Yeah. So you're 100% right. There's people that are successful doing it the other way. You're absolutely right. So, again, if we're talking about the first 10 sales, mm-hmm. The funnel that you're gonna sign up for, the program you're gonna sign up for, it's going to need information on how and why do customers convert. And if you can do it yourself for the first 10, and you can gain wisdom on what your sales process looks like, you're gonna make those funnels way more powerful. You're gonna inform them not to go do what everybody else does, but go do what has worked for me. In that hand-to-hand combat sales. So AI is great. AI gets a lot better when you feed it novel information and not ask it to come up with it for itself.
Thank you. For people that want to scale from, let's say, their first 10 sales to their first 1,000, what needs to happen where they can leverage AI so they can grow that revenue faster than anyone on the market?
Trying to come up with a better answer than get lucky. I haven't gotten lucky on that regard, and I don't know many founders that have. I know founders have done it, and there every time, and I've been tricked here. So I'm a little jaded, so you have to forgive my being jaded, right? I've been tricked here in believing that there's a system that I can just put $5,000 in or $10,000 in and it's going to spit out $100,000 in revenue. I've been tricked so much that I just don't buy it anymore. So anybody making that claim has an automatic check against them. This is, again, my personal experience. I'm certain there's programs out there that work. I just have never found one. And the founders that have done it, that have created a product, it's timing. It's the right time, hitting the right customer at the right moment, and they go viral. That's luck. That's pure luck. Or they've already built an audience. So if you have an audience, it's not luck anymore. Now you can communicate to that audience and provide them value, hopefully, and convert that audience. But to start from zero with zero cash, zero audience, zero customers, you're building a product, and now you want to go from your first 10 customers to a first 1,000. Should you try to get lucky 100%? Should you also plan for having to earn every sale one at a time? Absolutely. So do both. I don't have a good recommendation on the platform folks should go leverage to go do this. You might have some that I haven't heard of. I don't have anything that has ever worked for me.
Thank you. What's been the secret that has made you so successful? And how can someone leverage what you've done to get from zero to millions in revenue the fastest possible?
Patience. So I am a roll my sleeves up, get my hands dirty, get calluses on my hands when it comes to going to market. Like I said, everybody's trying to do it fast as possible. Of course I try to go fast, but nothing I've ever done that's like a shortcut has ever worked. It's always one at a time. Then once you start, it's momentum, right? So those first few sales make the next few sales easier, which make the next few sales easier. So that momentum and customer testimonials and word of mouth, that's how you go from zero to a million. It's one sale at a time. Can AI accelerate that a little bit? Yes, because it can make you smarter. It can tell you where to navigate, but it's still one sale at a time. And instead of one sale every month, maybe you can convert that to one sale every week with AI, but it's still you doing it one at a time.
Thank you. How can you be reached?
Oh, my podcast is How To Founder. So just go to howtofounder.com. And you connect with me on LinkedIn there, and also follow the podcast. I also wrote a something called AI First Principles and the Wiser Method. So if you just go to AIFirstPrinciples.org, that'll kind of give you the mindset of thinking about AI.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.